all they can to ensure the peace in Boko. The situation is getting out of hand, and they inherited a peaceful country. They must keep it peaceful. What is happening in Boko, where security personnel don't feel safe, is not the best for our country. Second, we are also concerned about the persecution and the harassment of political opponents, particularly our party members and former appointees. MPs are now being harassed by expressing their views on governance issues. We urge government to demonstrate tolerance. After all, when they were in opposition, they were at liberty to raise a number of issues. The recent event at the residence of Reverend Ntim Fojo leaves so much to be desired. Very unfortunate. In any event, they could have used due process of law to, you know, invite him. And then the final point, government must focus on issues of governance, creating jobs, and helping better the lives of the people. We are still aware that a lot more are being dismissed from various state institutions that are even very independent and are limited liability companies, and whose budgets do not rely on government budgets. They are very independent, who have recruited people for 18 months, 12 months, and they are just being sacked here and there. The government must take note of it. We are also concerned about an attempt by certain individuals in government to push for the removal of the Chief Justice. The judiciary should not be seen as part of the partisan political system in our country. All we need is to have an impartial judiciary to dispense justice. What is happening is unacceptable, and it's clear that the NDC government wants to infiltrate the judiciary and make it partisan. But my advice to all judges in the country, stand together. Let not somebody create an impression of one of you and think that by dislodging one of you, you will be the next. The next day, you would also be the next. So judges in the country must stand together. The judiciary must stand as one body and make a full statement to condemn this act. The Ghana Bar Association must also stand for the judiciary. Civil society organizations must stand for the judiciary.